Good to see you again.
Good to see you. Once again, just like Steven, you got on a roll on the backside with three birdies in a row. How did you do it?
Yeah. Well, I kind of, you know, just plugged along the whole day, and I had it one under early and made a kind of a dumb bogey on number nine. But 12, I guess I birdied 12. I hit it about 2.5 feet there just above the hole, which was kind of pulled it a little bit, but a little 8-iron. And then 13, I hit a really good wedge, sand wedge shot in there at about 6 feet right up the hill, which is, you know, normal putt. And then par 5, I hit it just on the fringe, 20, 25, 26 feet, and two putters from there. And you know, just kind of plodded my way around the rest of the day and, you know, just played it smart. So it was a good day.
On 18, you had that slippery putt down, then you had to come back about 6 feet.
Yeah. The greens are so good. I mean, if you put a good stroke on it, you're going to make the putts, and they're tricky. And I hit it probably about 2 yards too far. You know, if it hits up, you know, two more yards short, it might stay down on the bottom. But yeah, anywhere on the green's good. I mean, you don't want to really be chipping from the front of these greens either, because the grain kind of grows a little bit into you, so chipping gets a little bit more tough also. So yeah, it was good. All you know, great day. You know, I hit a lot of good shots and just kind of just kept it in front of me.
Obviously, you played well in this championship last year.
Yeah.
Is there anything that happened last year that helped you today?
I would say a lot. I mean, last year I got off to a good start. I shot a couple under the first day. I didn't play so hot the second day, but finished on the weekend. You know, I don't play a whole lot of golf, so, you know, that competitiveness is still in there, but you know, you got to be able to handle the nerves a little bit, and you know, I took a lot from last year because I finished off the last 2 days really well, and you know, I missed by a shot, missed about an 8-footer on the last hole to be exempt, and that kind of bummed me out, and I was really excited to get back here to play, especially Boston. My wife's from Maine, and you know, this is like my favorite place in the world right here in Boston, so it was great. Got a lot of families and friends around, so it's been. It's been a fun week so far, so hopefully we'll keep plugging away and keep it fun.
You've had to qualify. What does it take to go through the qualifying for someone who wouldn't know and to get here?
For me, it's picking the correct spot. You know, I live in Vegas. I could go close. I could go to Arizona. I could go to Southern California within 3 or 4 hours. I choose to find a course that kind of suits my game. I like it kind of narrow. And difficult, because in the qualifiers, you know, if you feel like you're a good enough player, you're going to go out and shoot one or two or three under on a real difficult course. You're probably going to make it through, even though it's one or two spots in most places. But yeah, it's not a whole lot of fun. But you know, I've been doing this for so long that, like I said, you just got to pick the right spot. You don't want to go where, you know, Southern Cal, where there's going to be a lot of really good players. That, you know, a lot of tour players live there, and so that's, to me, that's the goal of it, just trying to find the right place for your game.
And I'll ask you the same question I asked your playing partners, Stephen Kepler.
Yeah.
Even though you had a good score today, are you comfortable with this course?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I love the course. I think it's awesome. I mean, the greens are, you know, you got to get it in the right spot. You know, I learned a lot last year by, you know, the Donald Ross last year, you know, putting it in the correct spot on the green. You don't go at pins all the time. You just try to plug away and give yourself putts. And, you know, I missed a few, but I made a lot of good putts too. And you know, it's a tricky little place, but it suits my eye really well off the tee. There's a couple tricky shots out there, but, you know, middle of the greens on this golf course is really good in most places.
Last question. Your brother's doing some TV work.
Yeah.
If he was analyzing your round today, what do you think he would say?
Well, it all depends if he's the analyst or my brother. You know, I think he would, you know, if you look at what I did out there, you know, he would compliment the way I got it around. I mean, I probably only missed two or three fairways, and two of them I missed by like 2 inches. So I kept it in the fairways for the most part, and I hit a lot of greens. And you know, if he were to, you know, look at it, he'd probably go back and say, you know, it was solid ball striking, and he hit it in the right places a lot of times. So. Just 3 more days of fun, and we'll see what we can do.
Great. Thank you for your time.
All right. Thanks, man.
Appreciate it.
Good seeing you.